Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
He knows I'm eternally indebted to him. And most importantly, because he's done that for me, the only thing I want to see him be is the greatest player to ever play this game. And not just a great basketball player, but a man, a father, a husband, an individual, and an icon. And so that's why we share that bond, because I told him my goal, my focus here is to win championships and to help him build his legacy so that he's iconic. When they think about the greatest player to ever play the game of basketball and one of the greatest athletes to ever impact the sport or impact the world, I want it to be him and no one else. This is a quote from James Jones on the relationship and bond he and LeBron James share. So for more on this, we go overtime with the man they call Champ on this edition of Road Tripping Overtime.
Number one was Bron.
Yeah.
Correct? And I think it was last year, the year before, he went on record calling you his favorite teammate of all time.
That really hurt Channing's feelings.
How?
I was literally there for a week.
How did that relationship start?
I mean, it started when we had training camp out in the Air Force Base in Florida. Mm-hmm. The hardest training camp I've ever been a part of. Probably the hardest just work session I've ever been a part of. The floor was terrible. You know, we had a bunch of guys in their prime. All of us were basically the same age, all of us at our peak, vying for basically 7 or 8 spots, but we had 13 guys who were real players. And so we came out of training camp battered, bruised, beat up, guys were injured, because we just really went at each other, because we were trying to, you know, pretty much stake our claim to the hierarchy in Miami. And so from that day forward, you know, it played out the way it played out, where some guys played through injury, some guys didn't. And eventually, you know, 6 years later, for me, but 4 years later for Bron, it was time to leave. And so we had built a relationship during that time, those 4 years, where I was asked to do a lot of things, to make a lot of sacrifices. And my response was always the same. Like, listen, whatever it takes to help the team win. And whatever you guys need from me, I'll do it. You know, pride, ego aside, something you had to learn. But, you know, I told him, I recognized, look, for us to be great, you have to be the best player you can be. And so for selfish reasons, I want you to be the best player you can be on the court and off the court. Because being in Miami, I know from being in Miami, it's a place where the only thing they want is winning. And so that pressure can be immense. And so, like I said, we just, you know, we talked about life, we talk about success, you know, but at the end of the day, we both have the exact same goal. And we also both share a like for Jerry West. And I was looking earlier, I was telling the guys on the bus, one of my favorite Jerry West quotes, which is something Bron will laugh at, was that Jerry West once said, "The only thing I care about is winning. That's all. If you don't want to win, you don't want to be around me." And so that's how I am. And people who know Bron, that's how he is too. So I think that's kind of, you know, why we kind of connect.
So you're from the South, mm-hmm. And 4 years later, LeBron, he comes back to Cleveland. Was it a no-brainer for you to come when he asked?
No, it wasn't a no-brainer.
It wasn't.
No?
It wasn't a no-brainer because actually I was in Miami contemplating staying in Miami, but I also had a relationship with Griff, you know, so I had spoken with Griff earlier in the year when I came to Cleveland. And, you know, he had just gotten the full-time GM job. And I was like, hey, you know, congrats. You know, it's cool, but you're looking right now, and it's like 7 or 8 years since I had seen or been with him in Phoenix. And he had gotten another crack at it. And so I told him, I said, hey, man, you know what? Congrats. You know, I'm pretty sure you'll turn this thing around. He's like, yeah, I'm going to try to change the culture. I'm going to try to get the right guys in here and just pick up the phone if I call in the summer. And, you know, at that point, I'm looking for championships, and I'm like, cool, you know. I mean, I'll always pick up for you, Griff. I'll always pick up for you, Griff. Always. I'll always pick up for you. And then, you know, free agency happened, and Bron was contemplating leaving, and he decided he was going to leave. And so he asked. He's like, hey, man, we need to change the culture around here. We need veterans. We need guys that are just all about winning. Would you be interested in coming? And so I talked to my agent. Had some other teams, some more money on the table. And, you know, we went through this whole process, but at the end of the day, we started looking at those teams, and we said, where do you have the best chance of winning? He said, now, there are plenty of places you can play, but we've been down that road before, and Channing knows when we are in Portland, you play. It's fine. At the end of the day, you don't win. What happens? They change the team. You go to another locale. So at that point, for me, it was, what, year 12 or year 11 in the league? I sat with my wife, Destiny, and I said, listen, I want to win. She said, well, you know what you have to do. So I packed my stuff up, locked my doors,
and then they were
ended
just
up
like,
in Cleveland.
We got to get more Arizona guys here. We got to call Richard. We got to get Channing.
You're welcome.
That was year two.
I know.
So,
that's
year,
what I said.
So year one, it didn't really go as planned.
That's
and
why.
So we had to revamp and reload. There.
Yeah.
But, no, it was – like I said, Bron's a good – he's a great friend, but he's a fierce competitor. And – I like guys. That's why I love this team.